opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you once again for joining us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and on this beautiful, cold Friday, but it's still beautiful, I have Dr. Rafael Saed from Crystal Run Healthcare.
That's right.
He is a nephrologist?
Nephrologist.
Did I say that the right way? That's nephrologist. Yeah. Okay. Which, in layman's term, kidneys.
Kidneys. You got it.
Got it. Okay. Before we go and speak to the doctor about kidneys, because I know you guys have lots of questions, I want to remind you that we are live. So if you have a question, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. I already got several text messages, so I'm going to ask the doctor some of the text messages that I got, questions. But also, I want to remind everyone that this is informational. We're just going to, you know, did you know kind of thing. If you have serious questions, you really should speak to your primary healthcare provider or your doctor. But, you know, if you do have questions, general, the doctor will be happy to answer them for you because the doctor is in with me today. So a couple things I want to mention before we start talking to the doctor. I got some chamber business that I'd like to get over. First, I know we've been talking about this every single Friday that I'm here on WTBQ. I want to remind everyone that you can discover and explore Costa Rica with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Yes, I'm still pushing that trip because I really, really, really want to go. It's going to be with Chamber Discoveries. I will be putting up a webinar information on this. So if you're interested on more information about Costa Rica, you would be welcome to join us and the Chamber. We're going on a 9-day journey. This is going to be March 2018. And just to give you some of the highlights, it's got scheduled airfares, transferred between hotels, 8 nights accommodation. We're going to be staying in San Jose. We're going to be staying Arenal, Monteverde, Guanacaste. There's going to be a discovery program guide. We're going to have the tour of San Jose, downtown San Jose, visit the artisan town of Sachi, view the Arenal Volcano National Park, which is an actual active volcano, and discover the vegetation in the Monteverde Cloud Forest. Now, I have to tell you, I went there, and I've been saying this every single Friday. I went there several years ago. I absolutely loved it there, and I really, really want to go back again. And I recommend everyone, this is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, so if you're planning on a trip to a paradise in 2018, this is the trip to do, Costa Rica. If you want more information on that, you can check our website at orangeny.com. Or if you want to ask me any questions about it, you can send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com. The other thing I want to mention is do not forget the first and best networking event of 2018 will be the Snowball. We're doing it on January 27th at the beautiful Anthony's Pier 9 located in New Windsor. Our host sponsor this year is Crystal Run. So they are our diamond partner. We are pushing this now because if you get your tickets before January 1st, you get a discounted rate. After January 1st, the rate does go up. We are still looking for sponsors. So if you have any questions about the Snowball, I'm telling you, it's a glamorous event, a perfect opportunity to wear your ball gowns and your ties and dance the night away. Fabulous food by Anthony's Pier 9. Send Aaron Pasquale an email, aaronp@orangeny.com, or you can call our office and speak to the lovely Arlene at 845-457-9700. I want to remind everyone that the Business Watch for December is out. I'm actually uploading my content today for the January-February edition. So if you are a member of the Chamber, you can submit an article. I will be happy to read the article. And if it's a wonderful article and it's fun, and of course, I will put it in the Business Watch for you. I want to remind everyone that Times Herald Record is now our premium media partner, which means that our 16,000 publication has become 36,000 publications, and it's being inserted in the Times Herald Record. So this is the perfect opportunity to advertise. If you want to advertise in Business Watch, contact Nikki Jones's agency. And if you want to, if you're a member and you want to be in the Business Watch, send me an email, Barbara Martinez, Barbara M@orangeny.com. So, doctor,
yes.
Thank you for hanging out with me. I hope that you will be, A, coming to Costa Rica, and B, to the snowball.
If I get time off.
Oh, you're going to get time off because you're coming. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what made you decide to become a kidney doctor?
Sure. So before I do that, I just wanted to thank the chamber and Crystal Run for arranging this opportunity for me to speak here today. Just a brief introduction of myself. I did my residency training in Ohio in mm-hmm. internal medicine for 3 years, then moved to New York and trained in nephrology at Staten Island North Shore LIJ. I've then joined Crystal Run here as a nephrologist, and I practice out of Middletown mm-hmm. Here in Orange County. So if any of your viewers are interested, you know, to see me in consultation, certainly mm-hmm. I'm available for that as well.
Okay, so you are in Middletown.
That's correct.
How long have you been with Crystal Run?
I've actually only been with Crystal Run for 3 very good months.
3 very good months. And they just threw you right into the radio.
That is right. You got it.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So before you went to Crystal Run, where did you...
After my training, I was out in Chicago.
Okay.
And then, you know, my family's in this area, so I decided to move here, and very happy with that decision.
You came to a more tropical location in the States.
Yeah,
from Chicago.
Just the weather outside is great right now.
Yeah, you're like, what? It's balmy outside compared to Chicago.
Exactly.
I'm sure. We're freezing. So, you know, I'm from New York, been from New York, and every time the winter comes around, I go, why am I still in New York? I do love Orange County, yeah. So.
Well, my family's here, so I'm used to this weather.
So is your family listening to you right now?
I hope so.
Yay. Okay, good. Well, Let's hope that we make them proud.
Yeah.
If they have any hard-hitting questions, they can call in at 845-651-1110. We want to embarrass the doctor. I mean, childhood stories, mom, hey, anything. Call in. Let us know. So before you decide to become a doctor,
mm-hmm.
Did you have any aspirations of being something else, or did you say, nope, this is what I want to be? I'm going to be a doctor when I grow up.
You know, this is going to sound a little bit cliche, but I really did want to be a doctor.
You really did?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's good, because some of us, like
But I was a little naive then.
You were? Apparently not.
Well, now if you ask me, I would still become a doctor.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay, well, see, when I grow up, I still don't know what I want to be. So the fact that you knew from the beginning you wanted to be a doctor, mm-hmm. That's commendable.
Thank you.
So, all right, so you want to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know what type of doctor you wanted to be?
No.
No, so you were just like, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to cure the world.
Something like that.
Something like that. How did you end up in nephrology?
That's the question I get asked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that by the end of this discussion, your viewers will understand why.
Okay. All right. So you're just going to guide us through the whole journey?
Of nephrology, of kidney disease, mm-hmm. and the importance of it. So I'm hoping that will give people an idea of why I went into the field.
Okay, that's great. Now listen, I let people know that you were going to be on with me.
Okay.
Every single month we feature a doctor from Crystal Run Healthcare. Crystal Run Healthcare is our diamond partner for the Chamber of Commerce, big supporters of the Chamber of Commerce. And so every month we feature a doctor, and each doctor is a little bit different. Last month we had Dr. Conway, sports medicine,
mm-hmm.
and people had a lot of questions for him.
Sure.
And we've had, you know, a bunch of other different doctors. When I mentioned that I was going to have you on, you'd be surprised how many people were like, oh, I have a question for that doctor.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow, because, you know, I wouldn't have guessed that. Because most people don't really think about their kidneys.
Well, something's up.
Yeah, well.
Because people are asking questions about kidneys now.
All right.
So I'm going to give you, first of all,
mm-hmm.
this question is from a young person. I would say 13 years old.
Okay.
The question was, what does our kidney do?
That's a very good question.
Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, we've got two kidneys, mm-hmm. or most of us have two kidneys.
Okay.
Because you could actually have one kidney.
Okay. And
the way I explain that to people is, you know, almost 3 out of 4 transplants, like organ transplants in the country, are kidney transplants.
Okay.
In other words, If you're healthy and your kidneys are healthy, you could donate a kidney to a person who needs it,
mm-hmm.
and still live a healthy life.
With
the one kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say that first. So you could actually have one kidney and still have good kidney function and live a healthy life. The kidneys are the organs in our body that keep everything in balance. What do I mean by that? So your blood pressure is controlled by the kidneys. How much fluid in our bodies is controlled by the kidneys. All the electrolytes in our body are controlled by the kidney. Also, all the toxins in our body are basically excreted and controlled by the kidney as well. So the kidney serves
very important function.
Lots of important functions, and it also controls how anemic, how much blood count you could have.
Oh, okay.
It controls bone health.
All right.
So how strong your bones are. The list of functions that a kidney does or kidneys do is really long.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people aren't aware of that. So we're going to explore those different things because kidneys should not be the last thing on your mind. It should be one of the things you should be worrying about. We are going to take a break. Sure. When we get back, we're going to continue on with that. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop now has two locations. The original, located in Warwick, and now the new Gingerbread Shop in Greenwood Lake at 89 Windermere Avenue. Enter and you are taken to lands far and near, mysteries to solve, bestsellers to read, and the Kitty Corner, where every Sunday there's a themed story time at 11 a.m. to enchant the children. For the adults, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will pick one of the books from the New York Times bestseller list and then meet to discuss your opinions on each of the books. Coming soon, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will have evening poetry readings and local artists will be displaying their works. I took my daughter to Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. It's so inviting that my daughter sat on the little cushion and just grabbed a book off the shelf and started reading. Upstairs are comfy chairs surrounded by classic books to take your imagination on a journey all over the world. Visit the newest Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop at 89 Windermere Avenue in Greenwood Lake or visit their website at yeoldwarwickbookshop.com.
At O&R, we're aware some people have needs that deserve special consideration. We make extra efforts to maintain service for customers 62 and older and those with vision, hearing, speech, or other disabilities, and offer added protections provided by law. If you or someone you know have special needs, please call us at 877-434-4100 during business hours. O&R wants to help.
The brisk winter air and all of you are welcomed with open arms at the Mountain Creek Resort. Bring your family and friends to Mountain Creek and go skiing, snowboarding, or tubing and have fun with all the winter sports at Mountain Creek, where generations have learned to ski and snowboard. Whether it's your first time sliding on snow or you're looking for a tune-up on your technique, Mountain Creek has programs from single-session lessons to season-long memberships to get you out on the slopes this winter. Check out the events calendar for a list of the many fun adventures and activities where there's something for everyone, like their annual pond skim, ski racing, freestyle events, concerts, and much more. Participate, watch from the crowd, or bring the family for a memorable day at Mountain Creek Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. Go skiing, snowboarding, or tubing and have fun with all the winter sports at Mountain Creek. Mountain Creek has programs from single-session lessons to season-long memberships to get you out on the slopes this winter. Bring the family for a memorable day at Mountain Creek Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. For a list of all the events and activities, visit mountaincreek.com.
This is Michael Newhart, the mayor of the Village of Warwick. Please join me and my guests every Thursday at 11 a.m. for Warwick at 150. Discover 150 years of the village's rich history and the spectacular events taking place over the next year on WTVQ.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I've been hanging out with Dr. Rafael Syed from Crystal Run Healthcare. He's a nephrologist. We were talking about the importance of kidneys and all the functions that it actually supports. We do have a caller that was waiting for us, so we're going to take this call for the doctor. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Yes. Good afternoon, Barbara. Good afternoon, Dr. Syed. I just had a question about kidney disease and kidney stones, what kidney stones are, what prevents kidney stones, and also what is a disease called nephrosis and exactly what it is and what causes it?
Those were four questions. You said I have a question. Okay, let's see if we can cover those.
I think I'm going to have to see him in my office.
Okay.
All right, so before I answer that question, I just want to give people a sense of how common kidney disease is.
Okay.
1 in 10 Americans have kidney disease.
Oh, wow.
So that, you know, is about 30 million people. That's a very important fact to keep in mind as we talk about this stuff. If you have diabetes, 1 in 3 diabetics have chronic kidney disease.
Mm.
Okay. And if you have high blood pressure, about 1 in 5 people with high blood pressure have chronic kidney disease.
Wow.
Now, if you have both, mm-hmm. you can imagine you have a high likelihood mm-hmm. or, you know, relatively high likelihood of having chronic kidney disease. So chronic kidney disease is actually, or kidney disease is very common.
Mm.
And most people don't realize this. Whenever people think of kidney disease, they think of dialysis, which is only a small, you know, portion of what we do. There are about 500,000 people on dialysis in this country. But certainly that's not the only thing that we should be focusing on. We should be focusing on how we can prevent people from getting to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to note that where we are today in New York, New York is number 8 in the country in terms of states with the highest dialysis patients per million population. So we have quite a lot of kidney disease in this area. And it's important for us to do events like this to educate the public mm-hmm. on what kidney disease is and how we can best manage it. Now, to answer your caller's question, I think he asked something about nephrosis. Nephrosis is just a general term for
kidney disease?
It's nephron is the actual, you know, unit in the kidney that does the filtration.
Okay.
So nephrology mm-hmm. is the study of that, of kidneys. Nephrologist is one who specializes in that. And so nephrosis is really a very sort of generic term, and I can't speak to exactly what disease process that would be.
Okay.
We use the term nephritis sometimes to indicate inflammation in the kidney itself.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you see the term nephro something or nephritis or something, that's talking about the kidney in terms of its tissue.
Okay.
And I think
he mentioned he asked something about kidney stones.
Yeah. So kidney stones actually are a very common problem. Most people don't realize that if you've had more than one episode, you really should see a kidney doctor. The reason I mention that is because we have to we assess the urine to figure out how we can prevent you from forming stones the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing to take a stone out if it's already causing a problem, but it's a totally different thing to try and prevent it from happening the next time. And kidney stones are a huge problem. There are different kinds of kidney stones, so I don't want to, you know, go into specifics of what kind. But in general, if you've had a kidney stone, you need to be drinking lots of water. And I say water as opposed to just, I don't want to say like any fluids, because people will say, well, I'll drink lots of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually not that good for kidney stones. So
Coke's not good for anything.
I tried not to say that, but thank you. So water is actually very good for you. And we recommend, if you've had kidney stones, to drink lots of water to the point where your urine is essentially as clear as water.
Mm.
The one other thing that really helps with kidney stones is having a diet that's low in sodium. Okay. Sodium is very prevalent mm-hmm. in the American diet. But, you know, if you can limit salt in your diet and drink lots of water, you increase your likelihood of preventing a stone by a very, very huge margin. So
I want to thank the caller for, I think we may have already hung up with them, but thank you for calling in and asking those very important questions. I wanted to ask you, as sure. far as we have seen, how many episodes of different sitcoms where someone is suffering from kidney stones and the pain that they have throughout that process. And a lot of times they liken it to childbirth. Not that you would know since you've not had a child, but
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Safe.
I don't want to lose all my women listeners, you know.
Smart doctor. But, you know, they have sitcoms where they have really touched on that, you know, the kidney and the kidney stones and how much pain they're in while they're going through that.
You know, I have to say, I at one point, I think it was a couple of years ago, felt like I was having a kidney stone. I actually got a CAT scan, and I guess I had passed it if I had one, but it was a very painful experience. So,
what does it feel like? Because I had someone recently say to me, I think I lost functions to one of my kidneys. I heard a pop, and I know that's it. I'm only working with one kidney.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say to that, but
is that a laughing matter, people? I'm just saying that he was truly serious about this.
You know, it's important for people to know where kidneys are located, actually. Mm-hmm. So they're when you look at your body, they're actually at the back end of your abdominal cavity. So they're actually in the back.
Okay.
And they're about halfway down.
So if you use your fists and you go back here.
In the lower back. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, the flank region.
Okay, the flank.
That's where they're located. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a kidney stone, if the stone is actually on, let's say, the right side, you're going to feel some pain there.
Okay.
And the pain tends to radiate or move sort of around your flank, going in towards your, you know, pelvic region.
Okay.
And so it's very excruciating. It could be spasmic. People have described the kidney stone pain in all sorts of ways. Mm-hmm. So it's painful. Mm-hmm. A lot of ER visits are for that reason.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to some of the functions. We covered some of the functions of the kidney. So what are some of these functions? And of course, we want to talk about preventative measures and things that you can do if you find that you do have kidney disease. So let's just go into steps here.
Sure.
So you mentioned some of the functions. Let's go reiterate some of those functions of the kidney so people can understand the importance of, you know, taking care of yourself and your kidney, because we do hear a lot about, you know, heart disease, and we hear a lot about liver disease. We hear about all these different diseases, but very few or very often you don't hear too much about kidney disease.
Right. And that's why I'm here.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here, doctor.
Well, I just want people to realize that if you've, you know, all organs are part of one body.
Right.
So if you have heart disease, you could have kidney disease. Mm. If you have kidney disease, you could have heart disease, and so on. So
we're like a big machine. It's almost like a car. Your spark plug is out. It might be a small piece, but it's part of the whole function of the vehicle.
So if you have kidney disease, your risk of having heart disease goes way up. Mm-hmm. If you have kidney disease, kidneys control blood pressure. I mentioned that to you before.
Yeah.
So when you have kidney disease, you tend to have high blood pressure. Well, high blood pressure is one of the most common killers in this country. Mm-hmm. There is a terminology used. It's called the stroke belt of the U.S. If you actually look midway down the country, there is this sort of belt that goes around where the risk of strokes is very, very high.
Oh my gosh,
and
why is that?
Well, it's linked to obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
Guess what?
We
see the highest numbers of kidney disease in that stroke belt.
Holy moly.
So kidney disease goes hand in hand with diabetes. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you look at people who have kidney disease, vast majority of them, they got kidney disease because of diabetes and high blood pressure.
Oh, wow.
Now, if people knew that, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
If they knew that they're at risk for kidney disease because of that, then they'd want to get checked out.
Okay.
And so all this information is very important for people to realize. And you know, diabetes and high blood pressure being so common, they, you know, really need to be evaluated to make sure that they're not developing kidney disease.
And that the kidneys are functioning in the way that they should be functioning.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Because there are ways to help your kidneys along, hydration, you know, and proper diet.
Well, diet and a healthy lifestyle is for almost, you know, heart disease, kidney disease, proper diet, healthy diet, not taking away important macro elements of your diet. Like, I've had patients who've taken away completely, you know, protein from their diet, or completely carbohydrate. That's also not healthy. So you have to have a healthy diet that's moderate in all of its important, you know, nutrients.
I have had a lot of people that I have known that have gone into this, you know, diet where they completely eliminate carbohydrates or they completely eliminate protein. And, you know, and it's, and sometimes you just say, you really have to be careful when you do that to your body.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, there are certain elements and certain things that your body needs in order to function properly. Mm-hmm. And if you're just going to completely remove something, you run at the risk of hurting something within yourself.
That's right. And so it starts always with diet and exercise, and then, you know, medications, mm-hmm. proper diabetes control, blood pressure control, you know, all those factors play into how you can prevent yourself from having kidney disease.
Okay, so we're going to talk more preventative measures and some, you know, symptoms so that people can be aware of them. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Why. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Freddie Mercury biopic, 8 years in the making.
I'm playing Freddie Mercury. How about that?
Yeah. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Kevin Frazier with the ET Radio Minute.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Earlier this week at the Golden Globe Awards, Mr. Robot star Rami Malek confirmed that he has been cast to play Queen's flamboyant frontman Freddie Mercury in the upcoming film about his life.
Bohemian Rhapsody, will you be doing Freddie Mercury? Is that true?
It's all in the works, and yeah, Queen is the greatest.
Will you sing?
Will I sing? I will sing a little bit. I will sing a little bit.
And his Mr. Robot co-star Christian Slater says Rami's got the goods.
We share a dressing room and I hear him singing in there, and it's gonna blow everybody away. Now, this guy, yeah, he's gonna knock it out of the park.
X-Men director Bryan Singer has been tapped to direct the film, which has already been in development for 8 years. Original Queen band members Brian May and Roger Taylor have also signed on as music producers.
I cannot wait to see this. I hope we get to come on the set and check you out. I mean, that I'm excited. I'm geeked up about that. No pressure.
No, I'm stoked too. I mean, one of the most iconic bands ever. And just to be a part of that, huge, huge.
From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Kevin Frazier.
If you're like me, the holidays snuck up on you again. Last year, I didn't know what to get, so I picked up matching ties. Ugh. This year, I'm doing it right and getting shave sets from Harrys.com. Harrys is really the ideal gift. Memorable, yet practical at a great price point. For those of you that don't know, Harry's was started by two ordinary guys who are tired of overpaying for razors. They deliver high-quality blades for a few bucks. In fact, over 3 million guys have made the switch. Harry's understands the value of quality at a fair price, especially during the holidays. That's why they created elegant and customizable sets. Harry's even came out with a few special colors inspired by the holiday season. With gifts starting at just $10, there's something for every guy on your list. So head over to Harrys.com to get him the gift he'll truly love. Use the code GIFT1 when you check out, and you'll even get $5 off your purchase. That's right. Get $5 off at Harrys.com. Code GIFT1.
This is Zach Crux, sports director for WTBQ. Tune in every weekday morning to the Frank Truatt Morning Show to get the latest news, scores, and info about your favorite teams and players. That's every Monday through Friday on the Frank Truatt Morning Show right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Well, the forecast for today does call for some snow here later on. For now, we're dry, just increasing clouds. And then that snow develops here through this afternoon. Maybe a coating to an inch of snow before it is done here as we get through this evening. A light, fluffy snow. High temperatures, meanwhile, today only into the mid-20s. And for tonight, snow exits early in the evening. We'll have clearing skies overnight. Stays bitter cold, low 20s. Sunny for Saturday, low 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Castellano.
WTBQ. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to remind everyone, we are live, so if you have a question, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. I am talking to Dr. Rafil Syed from Orange... from the Crystal Run Healthcare. I was going to say Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Come work with us. And we're talking about kidney disease, mm-hmm. And the importance of kidney disease. And at our first segment, you had mentioned things that are, you know, 1 in 5 diabetes, you know, these very important facts about how different diseases are linked, or you do have kidney disease if you have heart disease or diabetes. So let's go back, because it's very important. A lot of times people focus on kidney stones, which I want to touch on, because we did have someone call in and ask about that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But kidney disease in right. itself and how it's connected to other diseases and okay. the importance of people knowing that.
Sure. So kidney when we talk about kidney disease, we talk about percentage normal of kidney function. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you have normal kidney function, that's above 80-90% of kidney function. So then if your kidney function drops, let's say to 50% of normal, that's what we call stage 3 kidney disease. Okay. So 50% of normal is stage 3 kidney disease. And if it drops, below 30%, then you start getting into what's called stage 4 kidney disease.
Wow. Okay. So there are stages to this.
That's right. Yeah. It has to be, properly sort of figured out. And then the end stage of kidney disease is stage 5.
Wow.
Which is, I wouldn't say typically, but you may need dialysis at that stage. And that's usually when your kidney function drops below 15% of normal. Mm-hmm. And so a kidney doctor should really come into the picture anytime a kidney function declines more rapidly than you would otherwise expect. Let's say your kidney function was 70% last year and you got a blood test and today it's 30%. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
But is that something that when you go for your annual physical, is that something that's tested, or is it something you have to ask?
Very good question. So actually it's a very common blood test.
Okay.
It's for a molecule called creatinine. You may or may not have heard of it, but
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Well, it's tested on your basic metabolic panel.
Okay.
So it's not like a special test you have to ask your doctor to do, but just get a basic metabolic panel. It's tested very frequently.
A basic metabolic panel.
That's correct.
So for those of you that are listening and you have questions about this, mm-hmm. You get your blood work done, ask for that.
Yeah. And then you'll see a number. It's called creatinine. And we take that number and we sort of plug it into an equation.
Is that with a K or a C?
C.
With a C. Okay. Yeah. Creatinine.
Creatinine, okay. Yeah. And that's plugged into an equation that takes into account your weight, your height, your mm-hmm. gender, and so on. And it gives us the percent normal of kidney function.
Okay.
That percent normal of kidney function is what needs to be assessed and looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if it's abnormal, you need to see a kidney doctor. Kidney disease, when we talk about kidney disease, we have to talk about what level we are at and mm-hmm. how we are progressing and what we can do to prevent progression of kidney
right.
disease. So all those things are very, very important. And now what I want people to realize is if you have diabetes, there's a 1 in 3 chance that you're going to develop kidney disease from diabetes. Now, diabetes is very common.
Absolutely.
You may or may not have known that kidney disease is very common.
No, and I'm fairly certain I could say that, venture to say, most people don't think of kidney disease when they're thinking about diabetes.
Exactly. Now, I just told you, if you have that many people who can have kidney disease because of diabetes, that's a very high number.
Right.
Same can be said for high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If you have high blood pressure, there's about a 20% chance that you have kidney disease because of the high blood pressure.
Right.
And those two diseases, diabetes and high blood pressure, are the most common reasons for why people end up developing end-stage renal failure.
Wow.
So we really have to focus on our diet,
mm-hmm.
Weight, our risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, and that will impact kidney disease, our risk for having a stroke, and a heart attack. All of these things are part of a nexus of disease processes. Like, they're all linked.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a stroke, you are more likely to have kidney disease, and so on and so forth. Because people really need to, understand that and appreciate that kidney disease is really something that needs to be, focused on and when appropriate, see a kidney doctor for it, because that's shown to improve outcomes when you have kidney disease.
And a kidney doctor is a nephrologist.
Nephrologist, that's
okay, because if you're looking in your specialist guide or whatever, is a nephrologist with
mm-hmm.
an N.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you get... So, because you have people that'll say, I've had kidney stones, Am I going to get them again? And so they go see a urologist and the stones get removed. But if it happens more than once, then you really should think about going to see a nephrologist.
Well, and a lot of urologists will do this too. It's really, we work, the nephrologist works in conjunction with and together along with the urologist.
Okay.
We're both involved in the management of kidney stones. You know, if you've had more than one episode, or sometimes even with one episode, depending on, you know, when it happened, how young you were, and what the circumstances were, you really have to sometimes do what's called a 24-hour urinalysis, where we actually look at the chemical composition of the urine mm-hmm. and figure out what kind of stones you are forming. Now, having said that, the vast majority of stones are calcium oxalate stones, which are the most common types of stones, and a low salt diet really helps with that, and drinking plenty of fluids, particularly water. There are certain medications that we can use to change the chemical composition of the urine to decrease your likelihood of having a stone again. I don't want to get into the medications, but certainly there, we have tools available for us when used correctly. They can certainly aid in the prevention of kidney stone. But regardless of what medication we can use, what you can do at home is drink more water mm-hmm. because it dilutes the urine and prevents the crystals from, you know, forming, and also decrease the salt in your diet. When the kidneys have to filter a lot of salt out of your body, again, through a mechanism I don't want to get into, but basically it causes calcium to deposit and form calcium stones. Mm-hmm. And that's why focusing on a low salt diet and increasing your water intake are really sort of the cornerstones of kidney stone therapy.
Does it make a difference if you're using table salt, iodide salt, sea salt, pink salt, Himalayan salt? I mean, is there a difference? It's just all salt. I mean,
Yes. So, I mean, there are some healthier salts out there, but the bottom line is,
because everything now, if you notice, everything now is salt. Like made with sea salt.
Yeah, but you know, it's you know, sodium. Sodium
is sodium. So. And so your body is going to
have to metabolize.
Break it down.
Well, it's going to have to metabolize it. If your sodium is linked with high blood pressure, mm-hmm. and the kidneys, going back to my original point, the kidneys keep our body in balance. So if you eat too much sodium, well, the kidneys have to filter it out. Mm-hmm. And if the kidneys are not functioning at their optimal level, then they won't be able to do as good of a job. Sodium will build up. You'll get fluid retention. Your legs will start swelling up and so on. So, you know, salt restriction is really helpful with kidney stones, but it's also helpful if you have heart disease.
Right.
It's also helpful if you have, you know, high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are all, like I said before, all these organs are linked. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we can't just view the kidney as its own isolated thing.
Right. Like a standalone thing. Actually, it's linked to so many other parts. And
exactly.
If you're having issues with other parts of your body because of a poor diet or,
exactly.
You know, high sodium intake, or then you really should question all those parts
right.
of your body.
And make sure, get your kidney test done, make sure you know what your levels are, mm-hmm. and make sure when appropriate that you see a kidney doctor. Now, what do I mean by that? If your kidney function usually is stage 3, mm-hmm. Especially if it's below 45% or below 50%, you really should see a kidney doctor at that point. Because studies have shown that seeing a kidney doctor at that point improves your overall outcome. So the recommendation is usually if it drops below, you know, 40% or 50%, it's helpful to get a kidney doctor as part of your medical team. We all have to work together. Mm-hmm. You know, people have primary care doctors. They could have a kidney doctor. They could have a diabetes doctor, an endocrinologist. Mm-hmm. They could have a heart doctor. So we really, the medicine is practiced in a team effort. And that's how we get the best outcomes.
Is there something in terms of, like, say, age groups that are affected? Is hereditary, you know, genetics, is there anything, or is it solely, you know, diet?
No, it's definitely not solely diet. I mean, genetics can play into it, although it's not obviously the most common reason.
Is there a specific age group that's targeted? I mean, obviously, as you get older, your body starts to work a little bit harder.
Right.
So,
I mean, you could have kidney disease as a newborn.
Oh,
you
wow.
could have kidney disease as a teenager. You mm. could have kidney disease as a as an adult. Yeah. Of course, the diseases that we're talking about, and more commonly, of course, diabetes and high blood pressure,
right.
and kidney, they do show up later on in your life. So certainly, kidney disease is definitely more common as you age, mm-hmm. but certainly you could have kidney disease if you're a teenager as well.
Well, I'm told that we have another call, doctor.
Sure.
So put them through. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, Barbara and Dr. Syed, I just
you
have one
again.
More question.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is. as far as routine blood work, is something called a BUN done, and what does a BUN indicate with kidney disease?
Okay, thank you for that question.
It is done. It's part of the basic metabolic panel that we spoke about earlier. And yes, it does. It stands for blood, urea, nitrogen, and basically it's linked with kidneys and how well they're filtering. It can also be an indicator of how well your hydration status is.
So we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some preventatives, a little bit more about symptoms so people can kind of have their eyes open for this. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Chaz Palminteri here. A Bronx Tale is my story, and now it's a big Broadway musical hit. I love this show, so I'm going to make you a deal. Great seats from $39 this winter. Just go to abronxtalethemusical.com/wintersale. Surprise one of the great ones in your life, or bring the whole neighborhood. And if you see me in the audience, say hi. We're family now.
At O&R, we are aware some people have needs that deserve special consideration. We make extra efforts to maintain service for customers 62 and older and those with vision, hearing, speech, or other disabilities, and offer added protections provided by law. If you or someone you know have special needs, please call us at 877-434-4100 during business hours. O&R wants to help.
Hi, this is Marcia Talbot, a licensed real estate broker of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty, specializing in residential, land, and vintage homes. Rest assured that I will make your experience smooth and pleasant and hold your hand through the entire process. As a resident of Orange County since 1976, I know every nook and cranny of this area. Please contact me at marcia.randrealty.com for the best experience in your buying or selling process.
It's enough. Enough of politicians being taken away in handcuffs. Enough of our friends and family moving away because they can't build a future in our area. Government feeds special interests with handouts, then hands you the bill with high taxes. That's why there's an affordability crisis across our state that keeps you struggling. Politicians won't solve the problem. It's up to us. At Reclaim New York, we're helping empower people to reclaim their future. Join today at ReclaimNewYork.org.
This is Christine Koenig,
Kim Starks,
Grace Warren,
Marcia Talbot,
and Veronica Daugherty
of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty and the hosts of The Real Real Estate Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. answering all your real estate questions right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you once again for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I am hanging out here with Dr. Rafael Syed from Crystal Run Healthcare, nephrologist. We have covered so much about kidney disease, and I'm hoping that as people that are listening get a little bit more awareness about the importance and the functions of the kidney. And if you are someone that you love suffering from a high blood pressure or heart disease or diabetes, really consider making sure that you get a very simple test during your physical or whatever to find out how your kidney function is doing, because kidney disease, it is a big deal.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I really wanted to talk about today. As to why kidney disease is really a public health issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10% of the U.S. adult population, mm-hmm. roughly, is affected by this disease. That's a very high number.
It is.
I don't want to get into the exact numbers of how much money we spend as a country on taking care of people with kidney disease, but I can tell you it's quite a big chunk mm-hmm. of the Medicare budget, taking care of dialysis patients and so on. Also, if you have kidney disease, your risk for really adverse health outcomes or even dying goes way up. Mm-hmm. Your cardiovascular mortality goes up. Your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke go way up mm-hmm. if you have kidney disease. Also, I do want to mention kidney disease does affect disproportionately more African Americans and Hispanics as well, and so
that's because we put a lot of salt in our food. That's our song.
Well, there could be
adobo.
Various reasons for it, but it's important to make that point because mm-hmm. I think you know it affects everyone throughout the world, of course, in every country. But it's important to know that you know which groups are you know.
Right.
Maybe more affected. So it really is a public health issue. It's a public health problem.
And we need to bring public health awareness to this.
Exactly.
We want to make sure, let's cover some symptoms. And let's say, for example, somebody goes for a physical, mm-hmm. they get their number, they see that their kidney function isn't at its best. What do they need to do to prevent it from getting any worse?
Okay. So to answer that question, we really have to figure out what are the risk factors for having kidney disease.
Yes.
Well, there are the factors that I consider modifiable, meaning the things you have control over.
Right.
And then there's the factors that you don't have any control over.
Okay.
They're called the non-modifiable factors. So if you have family history of a kidney disease that has a genetic basis, then that's not a factor you can control.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes diabetes is a non-modifiable factor because you have a family history, strong genetic predisposition, you get diabetes, and therefore you get kidney disease. Diabetes is one of those things that's also in the modifiable category because you could have diabetes from dietary indiscretion, your weight, and so on, and focusing on those things can help treat that. High blood pressure is a modifiable risk factor. So if you have high blood pressure, you should really get treated. There are medications out there using a lot of what we call NSAIDs can sometimes be linked with kidney problems. And there's other medications that have been linked with kidney problems. And again, that is one of the reasons why they really need to see a kidney doctor. So there's a lot of modifiable stuff we can do. Mm-hmm. Diet, exercise, the medication regimen that you're on. Are you controlling your diabetes if it's controllable and modifiable to a certain extent? Are you watching your blood pressure? Your race, your age,
mm-hmm.
because when you get older, your risk of kidney disease goes up just based on the fact that you're older.
Mm-hmm. Your body's working harder.
Because you're more likely to have diseases that are linked with, like, so diabetes,
right.
high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So age, family history, of course, those kinds of things are non-modifiable, but there are a lot of factors in kidney disease that are modifiable and things that we could do about. In terms of what kind of signs and symptoms, this is one of the areas that I really like to talk to patients about because it's not like your vision goes out if something's wrong with your eye.
Right, okay.
Or, if you're having a heart attack, well, sometimes you don't even have a classic chest pain with that. But, you know, it's kidney disease is very silent.
Mm-hmm.
You could have kidney disease and not know about it until it gets, you know, later on in its course when you start developing symptoms like sleep disturbances, appetite changes, muscle loss, fatigue, bone problems. I mean, the list goes on and on. But again, those tend to happen sort of late in the progression of kidney disease. So it's really, that's why it's important to get the blood test. It's really silent, especially early in its course.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly if your urine looks cloudy or there's blood in your urine or you're not urinating as much as you thought you were supposed to,
mm-hmm.
You're having pain in the location that we talked about. You know, certainly
all down in your flank area.
Yeah, flank. There we go.
Yeah, I'm a doctor. Right. See, every time I interview a doctor, I become more of a doctor.
So certainly if you see changes in your urine, if you're not voiding as much as you typically do, that mm-hmm. obviously is a sign that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So those are sort of the things to look out for. If your blood pressure all of a sudden is high, it's important to make sure you mm-hmm. get a blood test. You know, If you've had diabetes, it's very important to have your doctor look at your urine to make sure that there's no protein in the urine. Mm. Urine should not have any protein in it. And one of the earliest signs of diabetic kidney disease is when you start getting protein in your urine. Mm. So we can do a simple blood test for that. I mean, not blood test, urine test urine for that. Test. But it's something to look for because that goes up before the blood test even mm-hmm. shows that you've got kidney disease.
I'd like to, for a minute, just to go back for a second and just once again, for those that are listening, we have been talking about kidney disease. And for those that are just either signing on, the function of the kidney, what does a kidney do? Why is it so important? Why you should be more aware of its functions?
Sure. So the kidney keeps our body in balance. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it keeps our blood pressure in balance, controls blood pressure. It gets rid of thousands of toxins from our bodies, and we don't even know about most of the toxins that it filters out. So it's a filtration for toxins. It keeps our blood pressure in control. It keeps our electrolytes, so sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, all the electrolytes that are essential for functioning of our bodies are all maintained and managed by the kidney. Mm-hmm. The kidney manages these electrolytes and keeps them where they're supposed to be. So electrolytes, blood pressure, keeping the toxins under control, keeping your fluid status under mm-hmm. control. So if you drink 4 liters right now, mm-hmm. how is it going to come out of your body?
Right.
The kidney has to filter it out. And so the kidney keeps our volume status in balance. So when the kidneys are not functioning well and you eat too much salt or drink too much fluid, guess what? The fluid can end up in your legs. It can end up in your heart. It can end up in your lungs because the kidneys are not able to keep your body in balance. So the way I explain to people is think of the kidneys as the organ that's keeping your body in balance. Mm-hmm. In addition to all of the things I just mentioned, kidneys control how anemic you can be because mm-hmm. they make the hormone that's responsible for red blood cell production.
Oh, wow.
So it's called, Epogen. Epogen is a medication, that we give. But basically, it has the hormone that makes that as well. Also, it controls bone health. Mm-hmm. So it controls a hormone that controls bone health. So the kidney has functions ranging from toxin removal, blood pressure control, electrolyte balance, bone health. So many different functions.
So many functions.
And so when
wow.
we assess a person with kidney disease, we really have to look at all of those things to see what we can do to improve the patient's health in terms of all of those factors.
Mm-hmm. We started the show, I asked you the question why you decided to go into this field of, you could have been any type of doctor, you decided to go into nephrology. And you said, at the end of the show, I hope everybody understands why I went into this. So just to kind of like hone in on that, the main reason you said this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the numbers are very, there's a lot. I gave you the numbers. Mm-hmm. It's a public health issue. And kidney disease patients tend to be very sick. Mm-hmm. And I want to take care of sick patients.
Aww.
So
superhero doctor here.
Thank you. but that's really why I went into it. And I hope you got the why that's the case.
And you're passionate about it, which comes across, I think, through all the listeners. You know what you're talking about. And I think bringing awareness to this is very important because a lot of times, like I said, people realize they know about, high cholesterol or high heart disease or liver disease, but no one ever really focuses on the kidney disease. And that's something that I think people need to have more awareness about. So doctor, let's say people just absolutely loved hearing your voice and they want to see you in person. You are at Crystal Run Healthcare in Middletown?
Yes. So I go to the Middletown office 3 times a week and I'm also up in the Rock Hill office if there's patients up there that are listening. I'm relatively new, as you found out
three
earlier.
3 months young, uh-huh.
And I am, more than willing to see patients and do whatever I can to help them, stay healthy.
So if you want to make an appointment, you can always give them a call at 845-703-6999, or you can visit them on their website. It's a fabulous website, easy to maneuver, at crystalrunhealthcare.com. Is it org or .com?
.com. I'm pretty sure. Don't hold me to that.
I think you're right. At crystalrunhealthcare.com. So if you have any questions, you want to find out more about this doctor and, or, you know, more about kidney disease, you can always go into their website and book an appointment with him in Middletown or Rock. Did you say Rock Hill?
That's right.
Rock Hill. So I want to thank you, doctor, for being here with me today. I hope you had fun. It was very informational. I'm pretty sure a lot of people learned a lot. I learned a lot. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. Thank you for being with us here again this Friday. Have a lovely weekend. Get your Christmas shopping done, people. It's very close. See you next Friday.